Tachyons from the future. In addition to advanced waves from the future, which have proven their utility over and over again in the quantum theory, there is yet another bizarre concept from the quantum theory that seems just as crazy, but perhaps not as useful. This is the idea of tachyons, which appear regularly on Star Trek. Anytime the writers of Star Trek need some kind of new energy to perform some magical operation, they invoke tachyons. Tachyons live in a strange world where everything travels faster than light. As tachyons lose energy, they travel faster, which violates common sense. In fact, if they lose all energy, they travel at infinite velocity. As tachyons gain energy, however, they slow down until they reach the speed of light. What makes tachyons so strange is that they come with imaginary mass. By imaginary, we mean that their mass has been multiplied by the square root of -1, or I. If we simply take Einstein's famous equations and replace m with im, then something marvelous happens. All of a sudden, particles travel faster than light. This result gives rise to strange situations. If a tachyon travels through matter, it loses energy because it collides with atoms. But as it loses energy, it speeds up, which further increases its collisions with atoms. These collisions should cause it to lose more energy and hence accelerate even faster. As this creates a vicious cycle, the tachyon naturally attains infinite velocity all by itself. Tachyons are different from antimatter and negative matter. Antimatter has positive energy, travels at less than the speed of light, and can be created in our particle accelerators. It falls down under gravity, according to theory. Antimatter corresponds to ordinary matter going backward in time. Negative matter has negative energy and also travels less than the speed of light, but falls up under gravity. Negative matter has never been found in the laboratory. In large quantities, it can, in theory, be used to fuel time machines. Tachyons travel faster than light and have imaginary mass. It's not clear if they fall up or down under gravity. They, too, have not been found in the laboratory. As bizarre as tachyons are, they have been seriously studied by physicists, including the late Gerald Feinberg of Columbia University and George Sudarshan of the University of Texas at Austin. The problem is that no one has ever seen a tachyon in the laboratory. The key experimental evidence for tachyons would be a violation of causality. Feinberg even suggested that physicists examine a laser beam before it was switched on. If tachyons exist, then perhaps light from the laser beam could be detected even before the apparatus was turned on. In science fiction stories, tachyons are regularly used to send messages back to the past to seers. But if one examines the physics, it is not clear if this is possible. Feinberg, for example, believed that the emission of a tachyon going forward in time was identical to the absorption of a negative energy tachyon going backward in time, similar to the situation with regard to antimatter, and hence there was no violation of causality. Science fiction aside, today, the modern interpretation of tachyons is that they might have existed at the instant of the Big Bang, violating causality, but they don't exist anymore. In fact, they might have played an essential role in getting the universe to bang in the first place. In that sense, tachyons are essential for some theories of the Big Bang. Tachyons have a peculiar property. When you put them into any theory, they destabilize the vacuum, that is, the lowest energy state of a system. If a system has tachyons, it is in a false vacuum, so the system is unstable and will decay down to the true vacuum. Think of a dam that holds back the water in a lake. This represents the false vacuum. Although the dam appears perfectly stable, there is an energy state that is lower than the dam. If a crack develops in the dam and the water comes bursting out of the dam break, the system attains the true vacuum as the water flows toward sea level. In the same way, the universe before the Big Bang, it is believed, originally started off in the false vacuum, in which there were tachyons. But the presence of tachyons meant that this was not the lowest energy state, and hence the system was unstable. A tiny rip appeared in the fabric of space-time, representing the true vacuum. As the rip got larger, a bubble emerged. Outside the bubble, the tachyons still exist. But inside the bubble, the tachyons have all disappeared. As the bubble expands, we find the universe as we know it, without tachyons. This is the Big Bang. One theory taken very seriously by cosmologists is that a tachyon, called the inflation, started the original process of inflation. As we mentioned earlier, the inflationary universe theory states that the universe started off as a tiny bubble of space-time that underwent a turbocharged inflationary period. Physicists believe that the universe originally started off in the false vacuum state, where the inflation field was a tachyon. But the presence of a tachyon destabilized the vacuum, and tiny bubbles formed. Inside one of these bubbles, the inflation field assumed the true vacuum state. This bubble then began to inflate rapidly until it became our universe. Inside our bubble universe, the inflation has disappeared, so it can no longer be detected in our universe. So tachyons represent a bizarre quantum state in which objects go faster than light and perhaps even violate causality. But they have disappeared a long time ago, and perhaps gave birth to the universe itself. All this may sound like idle speculation that is not testable, but the theory of the false vacuum will get its first experimental test, starting in 2008, when the Large Hadron Collider is turned on outside Geneva, Switzerland. One of the key purposes of the LHC is to find the Higgs boson, the last particle in the Standard Model, the one that has yet to be found. It is the last piece of this jigsaw puzzle. The Higgs particle is so important but elusive that Nobel laureate Leon Lederman called it the God particle. The Higgs boson, physics believe, originally started out as a tachyon. In the false vacuum, none of the subatomic particles had any mass, but its presence destabilized the vacuum, and the universe made a transition to a new vacuum, in which the Higgs boson turned into an ordinary particle. After the transition from a tachyon to an ordinary particle, the subatomic particles begin to have the masses that we measure in the laboratory today. Thus, the discovery of the Higgs boson will not only complete the last missing piece of the Standard Model, it will also verify that the tachyon state once existed, but has been transformed into an ordinary particle. In summary, precognition is ruled out by Newtonian physics. The iron rule of cause and effect is never violated. In the quantum theory, new states of matter are possible, such as antimatter, which corresponds to matter going backward in time, but causality is not violated. In fact, in a quantum theory, antimatter is essential to restoring causality. Tachyons at first seem to violate causality, but physicists believe that their true purpose was to set off the Big Bang, and hence they are not observable anymore. Therefore, precognition seems to be ruled out, at least for the foreseeable future, making it a Class 3 impossibility. It would set off a major shakeup in the very foundations of modern physics if precognition was ever proved in reproducible experiments.